Good morning, everyone. So good. I'm thrilled to be here today. I am shaking off emotion of it's so good. If you're not understanding a little, this is family. If you're visiting us for the first time, or it's been a while that you have been here, we can't not celebrate family. This is all that church is all about. So good to see you. Family is all about this. And I want to start before, where is your wife? Is she coming back? Yeah. Okay, because we have some birthday people this week, today specifically, and I love to embarrass people. That's me, because for example, yesterday was Ron's birthday. Right? Yes, I know that. I think this week is tomorrow yours, Lynn? Yes, I know. And yesterday was Ines' birthday as well, 2 years old. Okay, 2 days ago, yes. So can we just pray for it? Is there anyone doing birthday this last few days or this next week? Could you just have a stand maybe? Because we want to pray and bless you. Because family, they can't miss an opportunity to bless one another. So Ron, please, could you have a stand? Lynn, please, could you have a stand as well? Can you represent your daughter, please? And when Sam comes, we'll embarrass her, don't worry. But yes, can you just maybe raise your hand and bless, just bless them with a word of God and with a word, birthday. I love birthday. So yeah, mine is in April. If you didn't say congrats, happy birthday to me, you still have time, don't worry. But yes, let's just bless them, okay? Father, we thank you because the family is all about celebration. It's about celebrating the life that you give us, and we just want to see how special these brothers and sisters they are to us and how much they mean to us. And we just want to bless them with prosperity, with fruits in their hands, with good health, with everything that you have in heavens pouring out upon them. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you as well, Heather. All the blessings upon your life as well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So good. So yes, I am João Paulo. Everyone calls me João Paulo here in England. You can call me JP because it's difficult to say João. Can you believe that? Brazilians becoming godparents of a British baby. What a mess are we making? Because now we're going to have to be together forever. We're going to have to sort out a way. Because there's no, it's like when we went to create my daughter's passport. In Brazil, we have something we call naturality, which is the city she was born, and a nationality, which is the country she was born. And we were in Brazil making her passport, and suddenly they found a huge mistake on the system because it was not accepting a naturality British, but nationality Brazilian, because she was born here. So we had to apply for an update in the federal police in Brazil to allow her to have a passport over there. Because she was born in Hereford, but her nationality is Brazilian. So it's beautiful how we are creating something that the world doesn't understand. But it's something coming from heaven. So you're here this morning because you are bringing heaven down. You are revealing something that is coming straight from God. And you know, I was thinking about, and my words is directed maybe a little bit to Theo, but to all of us as well. First of all, happy birthday, birthday girl. God bless you. I said I was going to embarrass you, but no problem. That's what we do. I love doing. God bless you, okay? God bless your family. So good to have you guys with us. She speaks great Portuguese. If you want to learn something, just... She speaks great Portuguese, yes. Bom dia. Better than my English. Yeah, amen. God, Jesus also loves you. So, yes, I want to have a word with you today about something that, first of all, would be a word that I would like to give to Theo. And I would like to give to my daughter, and I would like you maybe to give to your children, and I would like to give to myself, and I would like to give to you as well. It's a word that I think it changes our perspective. changes our understanding of what we are doing over here, why we're doing church, why we are family. Because it's interesting to think, we are bringing Theo over here, we brought him here in front, and sometimes we raise our kids, we raise ourselves, we do everything we do in a way to conquer something. So many times as in our life as Christians, we are teaching our children, we are behaving like we are trying to conquer heaven. We are trying to do everything so somehow we deserve to go to heaven. So I'm going to do all the steps, I'm going to do all the things that the word says, and somehow I will become something that, okay, I'm authorized to go to heaven. I'm authorized to, I am good enough to go to heaven. But actually, God knows Theo all his days. He has written already all his days. God knows all the days of my daughter. You know why? Because my daughter doesn't need to be brought up learning that she needs to do something to go to heaven. She needs to understand that heaven for my daughter is not her destiny. But heaven for my daughter, heaven for Theo, heaven for you and for me is my origin. Heaven is not the place I'm going to. Heaven is the place I came from, because I came from God. Theo, my friend, don't waste a single day of your life trying to teach Theo to earn heaven. But teach him that he came from God to reveal heaven on earth. Do you understand that it changes our perspective? Do you understand that Jesus taught us to pray, Father, be on earth the same way that is in heaven. Bring heaven down. And I do that with Catalyst. I am not wasting my days here on Catalyst with our youth, trying to teach them, do this, respect your parents, respect, don't lie and everything, because then you're going to be a proper Christian. What we are trying to do with them every day is, look, you came from heaven. That's your origin. That's where you came from. Your kids, you don't need to teach them to become so holy, that somehow they're going to earn to be in heaven. But understand that they came from God. You came from God. You were in the heart of the Father from the beginning. And he sent you over here. We were his enemy. We read about it. It's written everywhere because of the sin. But on his heart, he made us one with him. So it changes our perspective. Because why do we have kids? Why do we have kids? Why we get together as a family? Because we need to reveal the kingdom of God. I'm not having kids just to multiply and to be busy and because it's good. But I am making, and we are having children. And Britons, you have the high standard because you like 3-4 kids. We Brazilians were like, okay, let's start with one. Let's see how it works. And it's busy, and I'm not having another kids for like years and years ahead. But why? Why? We were doing a long series over here about building a house. Why God built a house? Why he used an example of a house? He could have chosen a lot of figures to describe what he was doing, but he chose a figure of a house being built. Why? Because a house is a revelation of what? A home. And who lives in a home? A family. So he became something, he got something that people could not see it. And he brought heaven down. He made clear. I want to read with you. I won't take too long today. But I want to read with you. We're going to start 1 John. Chapter 1, and starting on the verse 1 as well, it says like this: what was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at our own hands, and the thing what we have touched as well, this is what we proclaim. We proclaim concerning the word of life. And on the verse 3, it keeps saying, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard. Acts 4, it says like this. So pretty much Peter and John, they were in this challenging situation. And there was nothing against him. They were being accused of many, many things over here. They were disturbing everything. And suddenly they come to them and they say, please stop sharing. Because they were trying to accuse them of doing many, many, many things, many wrong things, but they didn't find anything wrong to accuse them. So they come to both of them and say, please stop revealing. Stop sharing. Stop proclaiming. And what does they answer? They say over here, chapter 4, verse 19, but Peter and John replied, judge for yourselves whatever is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. Because for us, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard. We cannot stop talking. We cannot stop revealing. Because it's the opposite way around. We are not living on this earth to trying to do things, and then our children and ourselves will be so good that we will be able to go to heaven. But we are living in this world right now because we have seen, we have heard, we came from God, He has shared His heart with us. You have the kingdom of God in your heart right now, and what we have seen, what we have heard, cannot be quiet. Cannot be quiet. Heaven is not your destiny. You are going back to heaven. But that's where you came from. So right now, in your heart, there's eternity. But it doesn't make too much sense because Jesus doesn't make too much sense. Do you know why it doesn't make too much sense? Because Jesus don't want you to think this naturally. I'm going to tell you how Jesus works. Matthew chapter 14. Talks about the multiplication of the bread and the fish. Everyone knows this story, right? Did they have bread and fish to multiply? They had some. They had, how many did they have? Yes, they had few breads, few fishes. But we forget that a little bit earlier, when Jesus was sending them, in the same chapter, it's described, not the same chapter, but it's described in, if I'm wrong, in Luke. Jesus is describing how he sent them to the cities, and they came back. And then they came back, and there was a multiplication. And on this chapter in Luke, says that when Jesus was sending them, what Jesus told them to do? You're going to the cities, don't take any bread, don't take any money with you. So it doesn't make too much sense. Because Jesus is sending them and telling them, don't take any bread and don't take any money and don't take any fish, don't take any food with you. They come back, 5,000 men, more women, more kids and everything. And Jesus suddenly tells, okay, now feed them. Jesus, you told us not to carry bread. You told us not to carry money. You just told us. Doesn't make sense. Now you're telling us to get our bread and fish. We don't have it. And I like what Jesus replies and says, what you have, bring to me. Matthew says, chapter 14 says, what you have, bring to me. What you have, bring to me, because it's from me. But it starts in you, what you have, because what you have is something that God gave you. Doesn't matter if you may feel this morning that, okay, JP, it doesn't make too much sense because I am over here. You're telling me that I came from God, that I have everything to proclaim the word of God. But you know, it doesn't make too much sense because I am living this life that is so difficult, so limited. How can I multiply? How can I shine the light of God? My friend, whatever you have that God gave you, bring to Jesus. Bring to Jesus, and He will multiply it. One of my favorite parts of the Bible, I'm nearly finishing, One of my favorite parts of the Bible is also a story that makes no sense whatever. We were talking, Tim and I, about it, and it doesn't come to a conclusion. And even Tim said to me, doesn't make too much sense to me. I cannot understand this. Is the word of God when Jesus comes to, a fig tree in English? It's a tree. Jesus was hungry. You know this story? So he comes to a tree, feeling hungry, and there's no... What he finds over there? Lot of leaves. So appearance was like, it's time for fruits, right? But did he find any fruit on this tree? No. And it says over there, because it was not time for fruits. It's like coming to a cherry tree, and cherries here in England, they produce the fruits in June, July. It's like coming to a cherry tree in May, expecting to find cherries. There won't be any. Naturally, there won't be any. And what did Jesus do? Cursed the tree. Doesn't make sense. Someone coming to a tree in May that should be producing fruits just in July, coming to a tree and say, tree, I curse you because there's no fruit in you. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense Jesus sending people without bread, they coming back, and Jesus telling them to, okay, multiply what you have, feed them. Jesus, we don't have. I'm a tree in May. I'm not a tree in June. I don't have fruits over here. Do you know why Jesus cursed the tree? Because Jesus called himself the vineyard. And he knows that in him, any hunger will be sorted. He is the true vineyard. He knows he came from the Father. He knows who is the resource. He knows he can provide. If you see a hunger, my friend, outside, that's why for me, I might be wrong, might be just my opinion, but for me, the reason why he cursed that tree was because there was a hunger needed to be sorted, and there was nothing revealing a fruit to sort that problem. You are in Christ, my friend. You are in Christ. The Spirit of the living God lives in you today. You came from God. So why are you keeping your mouth closed? When the people at your job will finally see Jesus Christ. But I don't have cherries over here. I don't have bread. I don't have... My baby is just 2 months old. My baby... My friend, you came from God. God knows that it's in him that multiplication will happen. But come to Jesus. Because he will multiply. There are seeds in you from many years ago that God wants to multiply it. That God wants to use it. And I pray that this morning God will set your heart on fire. Once again. With the understanding that we are going to supermarket not to fulfill a hunger. But to sort out a problem. To reveal the kingdom of God. Because that's what you are. You are someone who can't stop proclaiming the place you came from and the place you are going to. We cannot, because we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard. We cannot stop declaring where we came from. Where did we come from? We believe you came from God. You believe in your heart. Maybe you never did this prayer before. You're more than welcome to do it for the first time. But you came from God. You know in your city where you're living. So good to see you guys. Congratulations on the wedding. You know where you're living. Who can shine the word of God over there? Those who came from heaven. Do you know, I know a couple there who came from heaven. Great couple. They are able to shine. Don't live your life like you're trying to do something to conquer and deserve to go to heaven. To finish, Romans says that all the creation are crying out for adoption. Do you know what is the sad thing to see in the church? When children were already children are crying for adoption. I don't need to cry anymore for adoption because I was already adopted by my father. Elena, my daughter, she doesn't need to live her life asking, can I be your daughter? She knows already that she is. Now go and don't stop revealing where you came from, what you have in your heart. And the place where you're going to, I believe that God will allow you to take many, many with you. Father, we thank you. Because what we have seen and what we have heard from the beginning, from Jesus Christ, that's what we reveal. What we have seen and what we have heard, that's what we proclaim. The world outside desperate to hear from you. And we don't want to live our life wasting our days trying to be something that we already are. I believe this morning God is reminding children of God that you're already a child of God. It's time for you to fix your relationship with Jesus this morning. It's time for you to fix your relationship with your Father, because He's telling you that you are already His son and His daughter. Cry in His presence. Go down on your knees in His presence. How many years has been since you last spoke to your Father? Father, we want to reveal to this world who we are. We came from you. Like Theo, he came from you. And our effort will be to teach him and to help him to reveal the seeds that you have put already in his hands. And as me and my brothers and sisters this morning here as well and watching online, Holy Spirit, help us to reveal the woman and the man you have made us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come on earth. Allow us to reveal it in the name of Jesus. Amen.